What are the most important changes going on in the digital world?
I don't think of innovations as technologies or products or services, but rather as process, a way of working. And I believe that the way of working that yields the most interesting innovations is design thinking. So it's about human-centered design and how you focus on the person or group of people that you're trying to create something for, to really uncover what their needs are, and then apply your expertise to what you find in order to come up with interesting ideas. That process yields more innovations than focusing on just the outcome at the outset would yield.
How important is creativity for innovations?
If you want to create something that's never been done before, if you define innovation as something unique, then you have to try something different, right? You can't just continue to do things the way you always have. And that really starts inside the individual and then moves out to a team and then the work that the team does. And so creativity needs to exist in everyone and does. It's just a lot of people don't think of themselves as creative because they equate creativity with something that they're not good at. Maybe it's artistic ability or making something, right? But we actually think at the D School that creativity is in everyone, and it's really comes down to your ability to take a personal risk and try something that maybe you're not super confident in, right? And so we really try to bring that out in everybody who comes to us. So creativity is really important, but it exists in everyone. We all have it, and it's just a matter of putting it into practice and overcoming the barriers that keep us from acting that way.
Same question with design. Is it more important in the digital world than in the normal world, you'd say?
Yeah, I think that everything that we create is not just its own siloed little thing. People experience it in context, right? So if you're talking about apps or interfaces or whatever, we don't have a solo audience anymore. People are taking what is out there and using it however they want. And so you have to think of how you design not just the interface or the app itself, but how you design it to be part of someone else's life. And what does that whole flow look like? And the only way to really do that is to understand what people's lives are like. And so that takes us back to the human-centered part, really engaging with people and finding out what they need and how they live their lives and how you might be able to help them with your expertise.
So must the digital players improve their creativity, would you say?
I don't think of it so much as improving their creativity as it is acting on it. So again, it's like not everyone believes that they're creative. And so it's about unlocking that in people. So it's recognizing it and taking advantage of it rather than thinking, oh, I have to find a creative person to help me with this project, right? We all have that. I mean, we need specialists. You know, you need people who are design specialists or UX and or whatever it might be. But everyone's creative. And so if we can unlock that way of working, then it'll go from there.